Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk all about the top three ingredients to give you amazing skin. What are the top three vitamins and supplements you should be taking to have really perfect, amazing skin that anti-ages well? So there's so many supplements you can take. Literally, I could stand at my medicine cupboard and take 20 pills in the morning and 20 pills at night and still feel like I was missing out on things. So for the most part, my philosophy is to just eat a really balanced diet, to eat the rainbow, a whole color palette of antioxidants with my fruits and vegetables, and try eat 80% good, clean and green, and 20% carbs and sugars. You want to do these things to have good longevity, to improve your skin, to have a low glycemic index. What the foods that you eat are a fuel, and every time you eat foods that have high carbs, high sugars, you are burning those foods and creating inflammation, inflammatory patterns that affect your skin, your joints, your immune system. So reduce inflammation by eating low carb, low sugar diets. And for supplements, you can take a multivitamin. I love, number one, niacinamide. It's excellent. It's a powerhouse ingredient. It's vitamin B3. And this is an ingredient that helps with acne, pigmentation, improving your skin barrier. It's so awesome. It has these multiple different purposes. It's been studied for many years, and you'll find this ingredient in many of our skincare products. It helps with hyperpigmentation. Some studies have shown that it's anti-cancer potential, and it has very good antioxidant potential. So I recommend niacinamide as a global anti-ager that's going to be good for many different concerns, including skin texture and tone, pore size, and pigmentation. I love to find it in food sources, and often you can find it in foods like nuts, seeds, vegetables, and some of your animal products. If you're using it in skincare, you can find that in my Daydream and my Night Cream. Those are amazing. And our Night Quench is rich in niacinamide, and the Daydream as well. So really good moisturizer with multiple benefits. Fish oils would be number two thing on my list. Something we may not consider taking until you're older. Sometimes people start fish oils and omega-3 oils when they're in their 50s to 60s to 70s and beyond for heart health. And one of the best benefits of these fish oils is that they are good cardiovascularly. They will improve your heart health. But did you know they will also improve your skin? Because of their anti-inflammatory effect, they improve skin conditions like dermatitis. They reduce and improve your aging rate. So I see so many patients in my practice, and I can assess aging changes because I see people for years, like 5-10 years in a row. And you really can tell over time who's aging well, who's sustaining and looking vital and vibrant, and who's not so much, like looking more weathered, more aged. So one of the most important factors that I see is people who get on supplements, who improve their bone density, muscle mass. They're taking a global supplement, and they're on their fish oils. And during injectables, you might notice increased bleeding time, but overall, the fish oils are protective for your heart as well as your skin. They improve your skin dermatitis. They reduce inflammation in the skin. They provide that extra necessary lipid content that while it's absorbed and brought in through the bloodstream, it does improve the skin barrier overall. You can get your omega fish oils from many different sources. You can buy fish oil pills. You can definitely get it from flaxseed, from salmon, from cold water fish like cod, and cod liver oil, of course. All these old-fashioned things are so beneficial. Massaging some cod liver oil into your scalp, your lashes, and your brows is going to make them grow also. Very beneficial. Next on my list of amazing supplements you must take to have really good skin, collagen supplementation. So a lot of studies initially debunked the idea of taking collagen, but new studies have shown that collagen, when taken as hydrolyzed collagen peptides, can pass through the GI tract and benefit your skin from spilling over into the bloodstream. So your body will digest a certain proportion of the collagen that you ingest, but the remainder spills over. So cultures where they have high collagen-rich diet tend to have really great skin. Very often we hear about people having bone broth, and that's common in Asian cultures. It's common with my African American clients. And guess, you know, they have really great skin overall. In order to generalize and learn from other cultures, we see that people who take collagen-rich foods, who eat foods that can be probiotic and prebiotic with fermented foods like fermented seaweed, fermented soy. Japanese culture has fermented soybeans. All of these things have some phytoestrogens that improve skin for women, and they also have broken down collagen peptides. So bone broth in particular, really good. But I like collagen peptides in the morning in my drinks, in my juice, smoothie, coffee. It's excellent. It's easy to use. I've developed a collagen peptide. It's my own internal radiance formula, and I'm proud to say it has the highest concentration of collagen peptides on the market. So that's so important to look at what you're taking in. Remember, taking in extra collagen, you can take in either animal-based or plant-based collagens. They can be type 1 or type 1 and 3 collagen, depending on where they're derived. And the benefits are systemic. So one of the most important things you'll notice is improved joint function. Your joints hurt less. In the weeks you don't take your collagen powder, you feel it. The skin, the joints, the hair, and the nails. And all of these areas improve with collagen supplementation. As you get older, it's harder for your body to manufacture, and there's less turnover, and there's less factory work going on in the cells that regenerate. So giving yourself the building blocks and the peptides to have good skin, good hair, good nails, good joints, it's so, so, so important. So those are some ideas for power ingredients for beautiful skin for all people to follow. Niacinamide, vitamin B3, fish oils, collagen supplementation. I love Retin-A as well, vitamin A derivative, which I put on my skin directly every night at bedtime. That's my Diamond Line Refine. These are the products that are going to keep your skin so, so gorgeous. So I want you guys to remember, think not only about vitamins for your bloodstream, for your body, but also for your skin. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful, and don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my awesome internal radiance collagen peptides. I am a big believer, and I'm using it every single morning, and you are going to love it when you see the changes in your skin, your hair, your joints. It is really one of the best things I've done for my overall health. And don't forget to rank, rate, and review our podcast. If you do, in the iTunes store, screenshot that and email it over to info@beautybydrk.com. I'd love to send you a deluxe size sample of some of our skincare. That's it for now, guys. Stay vibrant and beautiful.